Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that'll get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
It's the Snow White Odyssey, episode 2. We'll try and get through more than 2 minutes of the film this time, I think, because that's all we did, really, last time out. We got distracted. It happens.
Well, yeah, it's a short film, so we can afford to do that.
Yeah, if we're going to get our contractual obligation of about 35 episodes out of this, then we're gonna get sidetracked now and again, but that's fine. Yeah. Where were we? We've been introduced to the Wicked Queen, haven't we? With the mirror. And she's decided that she wants Snow White dead. And then we see Snow White for the first time and she's at the wishing well.
Mm.
And I'm going to be honest, Sam, she's fucking annoying.
She is a bit annoying.
I'm not
well,
a fan.
Well, the thing is, she's dizzy and daft and naive.
Yeah.
And that's sort of essential to the plot in many ways because some of the things that happen, some of the things she does...
Yeah.
They can only be explained by someone who's not the full shilling.
She's a fucking idiot.
My grandma would have said.
Yeah.
She's an idiot.
She's, I mean, what's her role? She's doing sort of menial tasks within the castle?
Yeah, basically what's happened. You don't get the full backstory about how the stepmother came to marry the king. You never see the king.
Well, this is my question. What the fuck is the king doing in all of this?
I believe that he is dead.
Right.
But I only know this because I've done a lot of research around the Snow White mythology.
The backstory and all of that, yeah.
And you can see other films like there's a very good live action one with Julia Roberts doing a fantastic performance as the Wicked Queen. Nowhere near as good as the Wicked Queen in this animated original.
Yeah.
But she is good. And I believe it's Phil Collins' daughter playing Snow White in it.
Right, okay.
But she's much more savvy because it's sort of a fairly modern film, so she's sort of like feisty and intelligent, which is fine, but it does undermine the central premise of the original film, which is you have a cruel, wicked, but very cunning queen versus a very callow and naive simple-minded young princess.
A fucking idiot, basically. I mean, is the king perhaps off at war?
I think he's dead. I think he's dead.
Yeah.
Which is why he's not there to help out. So she's basically, rather than just cast Snow White out, which presumably she thinks would look bad with the public, instead what she does is she keeps her there in the castle and she's so infuriated by her good looks. She's a pretty... person, she's a pretty young girl, that she makes her dress in rags and perform menial tasks. And that's where we first meet her. She's out in the courtyard of the castle and she's dicking about, doing a bit of washing, scrubbing, and chatting to her animal friends.
They're quite nice rags. You know, I've seen worse rags. I've seen worse rags on Cinderella, who was in a similar position.
Are you being a bit, unsympathetic towards Snow White at this
stage?
No,
I'm saying she's got decent rags. I wouldn't describe them as rags. It's quite a nice get-up she's got.
Yeah. But, well, anyway, she's not dressed like a princess. You would expect a princess to dress.
No, it's not
but
full princess
at the same
gear,
time,
is it?
Yeah, you've seen worse. So anyway, there she is. She's sort of pottering about, really, in the courtyard, isn't she? And she's having a chat with the animals.
She is, yeah. Got a lovely pair of clogs on her, I noticed. work clogs.
Yeah. Well, I think in them days, that was standard issue.
Yeah, get clogged
for
up.
For any one of the working classes.
Unless you were the queen. Yeah. Also, I mean, the king's dead, so the queen has then inherited the throne. So you would have thought she's married the king, hasn't she? Second wife, let's say.
Yeah, I think that's it.
How
has
she taken over the throne? You'd think it would be passed down to the king's son or daughter.
Well, there isn't one.
Well, there's Snow White.
Yeah, well, that, again, if you look at the film or some of the writing around it, you will find out that there was all sorts of political trickery going on.
Different rules than what we have here in England.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, completely different, mate. Right. I mean, forget about that. That is...
That's not important.
Nowhere near. I mean, people... That's why I personally get annoyed when you see all of these naive, usually young people online going on, but we might as well live under a Nazi dictatorship. And you sort of think, are you fucking mad? Right? Mm. This country, governments come and go. You might not like the Tories. You might not like Labour. Whatever. The point is, whoever's in charge, this is an extremely free country. It's not a great place to live for everyone, but it's a fucking damn sight better than pretty much every other country in the fucking world, right?
Well,
and I tell you this, it's a lot better than if you don't like it, if you blithely, casually refer to the United Kingdom in 2020 as a fascist dictatorship, then you go and fucking spend 5 minutes living in Snow White times, right? Wherever the fuck that was and whenever it was, we don't know. But I tell you what, it was no fucking picnic, right, for anyone.
I think it might have been Transylvania.
Would you rather live under Boris Johnson or the Wicked Queen?
I think it's Transylvania, that's where I think it was, but I wouldn't let her live there. Similarly, you've got a lot of people at the minute on social media complaining about isolation and lockdown and all of that, when, to be fair, they've got it easy. They've got food, they've got entertainment online, they've got the whole world at their fingertips on the internet.
It's amazing.
And unless you're unhealthy, then you've got nothing to complain about. There's a lot of people who've got fuck all the time in this country. And there's a lot of people who've got a lot going on, having a fucking moan about shit, and they should just fucking pipe down.
And some people can't afford Netflix or Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Can't afford food. My mate, Nev, he's a diabetic, and he is at risk. He's, you know, very at risk. Mm. He's having to go out twice a week, right? He lives down in, I think, Streatham, Brixton Way, and he hasn't got a car, right? He's got two kids, and he needs to go out to get his medication and his food. And he can't be, you know, he lives paycheck to paycheck. He can't be fucking doing your big Ocado shop and all of that. And he's sending us pictures on our thread. And I'm thinking, fuck's sake, mate. You're the sort of bastard who should be in the whole time. But he said, I've got no choice. I've got to get out. I've got to get my insulin. I've got to get my food. I haven't got a car. He hasn't got people. His relatives live in other parts of the country. He hasn't got people who can drop shit round for him, right? Anyway,
he's
so
literally
it's like
in a life or death situation. Daily.
He is actually, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked there, which is not what we're here for.
We're saying is, think yourself lucky you're not Snow White.
So then she's on. I think she's on a balcony. I mean, I watched this about 10 days ago, so I'm a bit foggy on the detail.
No, you're getting ahead of yourself here, mate. This is what happens. She's at the wishing well.
Yeah.
She's not on the balcony yet.
We're going really deep. Okay.
She's talking to... Now, this is a very important part of the film, right? I'm watching it now.
I'm going to bow to your superior knowledge on a lot of this, I think.
She's chatting to these doves.
Yeah. She's fucking annoying, isn't she?
She starts singing. Yeah. Can you hear this?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
True. Now this is the thing. I'm wishing. To find me.
Oh yeah.
Today. Okay, so this is a song she's singing. She's singing it into a wishing well.
Yeah.
Right? Bear in mind, she's 14, but this is the sort of patriarchy that everyone had to live under in those days. Age 14, she's there. I've just noticed, by the way, she's in full makeup. full makeup, heavy makeup too. She's got a purply eyeshadow.
Yeah, this is what I said.
Red as the rose. Although the mirror probably reckons that she's probably going around claiming that her lips are naturally like that, but no one's lips are naturally that red.
You know, this ties in with the not very rags scenario that's going on.
She's a bit of a Kardashian figure in a way, isn't she?
Kinda.
Because she's got this glamorous lifestyle. She's part of a rich family. She's got an unusual step parent capable of changing their appearance, which we'll get to.
Unusual is quite a word
for it, like the Kardashian of her day. Anyway, she's singing down this well, and the song that she is singing, and the doves are all flying around, they're captivated by her song. And she sings into the well, and her voice echoes back at her. You know, I'm wishing to find the one I love. But the whole song is, I basically want to find me a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really horrible. And it's the patriarchal society that has made a 14-year-old girl, right, who should not be worried about relationships or men or anything like that. She should be finding her own way in life. But she has been indoctrinated into thinking that her only saviour or escape route from this life of drudgery that she's living is for a man to come and find her.
And does
so
she,
the lyrics of the song are,
does
I'm
she
wishing
sing today
to find
as well?
The one. Yeah, she wants him to come today.
Fucking hell.
Well, wait and see what happens.
Hang on, she's either very spoilt or very desperate.
Now, here comes Prince Charming. Although that's not his name, we'll get to his name. He comes around the corner, he's got a great little get-up. He's on a white horse, he's got a blue cloak and a beret, right? I've got to hand it to him, the cunt looks the business.
He's well turned out, right?
He looks fucking great.
Proper prince-like, isn't he?
Who wouldn't like to fucking... If I was still single and I was on the pull, I would love to rock up at the boozer on a horse in a cloak and a beret. And I tell you, I'd have my shitty stick with me as well to fucking beat them up with. Because once they clock me in this get up, right? Jesus Christ. So he comes outside the castle and he hears her singing, right? And so he rides up to the wall and the cheeky bastard takes... He thought to himself, fucking hell, I like the sound of that.
It's on a fucking plate here.
I'm going to have a look at this, right? She's there singing about how she's desperate for a fella. Well... Fucking it. May I present myself?
A fella.
Let me just check out what his name is. What is... My daughter told me this, but I've forgotten. The name of the prince.
Sir John Prince.
Snow White. He's got a great name. Prince Florian.
That's
his name.
Oh, nice.
Right. And he's an interesting character.
So we're thinking now, Germanic then, Prince Florian.
Yeah, it sounds a bit Germanic. He's ridden out and he's had a look. He's had a right good look over the fucking wall at her while she's singing.
Has he seen her? Has he? He's clocked her.
He's climbed up.
Ooh.
He's climbed off the horse and he's breached the walls of the castle and he's sitting behind her. She doesn't know that he's watching. I mean, bit creepy, right?
Let's not forget she's 14. Right,
she's 14. He's climbed up on the wall, climbed over. Can you hear that? That's him.
Fucking hell.
Now, this is one of the funniest and key moments of the film. He's climbed over the wall of a castle. I mean, if you've got a castle, it's clear you're sending a signal to the outside world that you don't want cunts bothering you. That's why you've built a castle. If not, you'd just live in a normal house. Have you built a massive fucking stone fucking tower with massive battlements and walls around it and a moat? Or whatever, right? Then that
drawbridge
means you're basically saying, do not disturb, no fucking junk mail.
Yeah.
Much less, no fucking creepy princes, right?
Mm.
He climbs over the... he gets off his horse, he climbs on the wall, he looks at her for a while, then it cuts there and she's still leaning over the well, singing a daft song. And she goes, she does the reprise, which is, to find me... today, and you're waiting for the echo to come back today. Suddenly, I mean, it's like watching a thriller. It's like watching Fatal Attraction or Basic Instinct, right?
Very much so, yeah.
Suddenly, he appears over her shoulder.
Yeah.
He's crept up quietly on her, and he repeats, he goes, today, right? And she, quite understandably, shits her knickers.
Yeah.
Right? Not literally, but she fucking shits jumps out of her skin. I'll shat my rags.
Hold on, okay, for me.
What the fuck's all this? I've shat my rags.
Well, I know. I sang today, but I thought, you know, I thought maybe half an hour at the most.
I was being metaphorical. I sort of meant around, you know, soonish. Not like fucking right now.
Next fortnight would do.
This is the bit, right? Wait.
Oh!
Really weird voice.
He's keen.
It's like a thriller. She goes, oh, and jumps back from him, and he goes, hello, did I frighten you? Yeah, not fucking much. What do you think? Oh, sorry. Did me climbing over the wall of your castle, then creeping silently up behind you, and then singing, fucking bellowing the word today in your ear, right? Did that frighten you? Oh, I can see you're the nervous type.
It's absolute,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Absolute toxic masculinity at its worst, isn't it? Entitlement.
And entitlement, fucking, yeah, exactly.
Crossing boundaries.
Like, even thinking she'll love this.
Yeah.
Right? She'll love this. Look at her lovely little lady there. She's going to fucking love this. I'm going to give her the surprise of her life.
It's a wonder he didn't smack her on the arse as well. Do you know what I mean?
He's gone to his horse. Have a look at this, right? Hey, horsey, have a look at this. She's going to fucking love this. This is how it's done, horsey. Right? So she
picks it.
Watch
him fucking learn,
right?
Lad.
You can't be a single horse forever. Right. But he says, hold on a minute. I just want to hear what he says there. I think he says, hold on a minute. Oh, fucking hell. Wait, please. Wait, please, don't run away. She runs off into the castle, right, and chats all behind her, and he goes, wait, please.
My intentions are good. I'm not like other princes.
Don't run away.
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
What did you expect, Prince Florian? What did you think was going to happen? Please don't run away. Jesus
Christ.
Come on,
there's a travel lodge down the road. I can get us in easy.
Special daytime rate. He goes, now that I've found you, hear what I have to say. He starts singing. Now that I've found you, hear what I have to say. Mm. Listen, right, I know this is all happening very quickly, right? I know it seems strange, but believe me, it's not. Right? I've seen you. Yeah, fair enough. I've only seen you 30 seconds ago. But that's the kind of bloke I am. I'm instinctive. I follow my gut. And I know, bang, me and you, we're made for each other.
When it's right,
so
it's right.
The very least you can do. You lured me in here with your song about wanting to find someone to love you. Right? Well, now you've found him. So don't, you're blowing hot and cold, right? You're playing mind games. You're talking in circles. I just want you to hear me out.
I don't
want
to use the phrase. I don't want to use the phrase. You're asking for it because that's contentious. But you know, you sang the song, love, and here I am. It's coincidence.
I don't want to say prick tease.
It's
fake. That's a horrible phrase, and I understand that. But having said that, you're here singing these songs, right? Everyone can fucking hear. I've come over without fair dues. I'll come over. I'll give her a chance. Now you're running away screaming. What I'm saying is, hear me out. So he decides that he wants to... So she goes up to a balcony, a bit like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
And she peeps around because she's scared, but she's still curious. Mm. She's like, who the fuck is this mad con? Mm. Fucking hell, he's got some balls on him, hasn't he?
You know, I'm scared, but at the same time, I'm a little bit curious.
He's piqued my interest.
It's a nice break in the day, at the very least.
I was bored, I'll admit. Fucking talking to them doves all day. Jesus Christ. Right, so, I mean, they're not the best conversationalists. Here we go. One song. Yeah. One song only for you, he's singing.
This is going to be...
Smacks of bullshit.
This is going to be a very divisive podcast, I think.
Right, okay. It's very divisive. And we need to make our position on this clear, right? This is... There's different times. Remember, this was made before the war, right? This was made in 1938. No cunt had even been to war yet, right?
Mm. Well, First World War.
This was an age where people were still going around saying, I reckon Hitler's all right. He seems all right, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah, he says a few things that are a bit near the knuckle, but people are too politically correct these days, aren't they? Half of it is just joking. It's tongue-in-cheek.
And he gets the trains to run on time, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So that's the era in which this was made. With that in mind, he starts singing one song, I have but one song for you, making out, oh, I've got this song up my sleeve that I was keeping, especially for meeting someone like you.
Yeah.
She hides behind a curtain, but as he sings these lyrics, they seem to like win her over because her frown turns to a smile. And suddenly, and this is the bit where it gets very sexist, she starts tidying her hair and smoothing down her rags to make sure she looks presentable. Then she turns around and walks back out onto the balcony to let him see her. And then he's like, I fucking knew it.
It's all Carson, a game, isn't it?
That? Sing him a fucking song. It's very simple. He said he's making all sorts of bullshit claims now. He says, I will be constant and true. He's just met her.
He'll be constant. He's been fucking constant so far, hasn't he? He's been fucking relentless.
I think he says constant and true.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's referring to his bowel movements. Anyway,
like
she suddenly, she's smiling. She can't believe it. Suddenly she's in love.
Mm.
I mean, but she's very naive.
He's a manipulator now, and she's an idiot. That's where this is headed.
What's funny is, at this stage, this is so funny, mate. The camera pans across, right? So they're in this romantic moment, and she suddenly breathes this heavy sigh, right? Like, she's like, oh, my God, this is all my dreams come true. Mm. He's handsome. She's never had a boyfriend before. He's turned up at her rig. Mm. He's singing up to her window. I suppose it is romantic, right? And he's singing this. It's quite sweet. And suddenly the camera pans across from her, just so you're thinking how lovely it is. And it pans up to the Queen. And the Queen is in her bedroom in another window overlooking this scene. And she's watching the old thing and she is fucking fuming about it, right? And she just does this face like she's so angry. And you think she's going to say something like, oi, keep that fucking racket down. Who are you? Fuck off or I'll get the guards on you, right? Yeah. But she doesn't. She's so angry, she can't even talk.
Mm.
And she angrily pulls the curtain shut.
Mm.
Because the source of her anger is not that there is a fucking intruder on her grounds, right? A strange bloke who is harassing her stepdaughter. That's not what's bothering her. What's bothering her is that a handsome prince fancies her stepdaughter and not her.
And not her, which is in keeping with what the mirror said earlier on, isn't it? So it just reinforces that.
So it's just rubbing it in.
Yeah.
She's like, fucking knew it.
Right. And this is the last straw for her, basically, isn't it? She's like,
this is it now. Yeah. She's like, fuck.
It's war. Yeah.
This is the point at which she thinks she has to die. Mm. I need to have my stepdaughter killed because I will not have this. I will not see her win the hand of a handsome prince.
And it all makes sense.
When I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
And the closest I've got to a boyfriend is a fucking mirror.
Yeah. Who doesn't even fancy me.
It doesn't even have and even if he did, he hasn't got a cock. which I think we discussed in the last episode.
I think we did, yeah.
It cuts from that into my favourite speech of the whole thing. A speech that I memorised over the years. And once...
To use against people?
I was on talk radio once presenting the show and I think a guest dropped out. And for some reason, probably, I would say, a low point in my broadcasting career, but think of some of the things we've done on this show, right?
Yeah, you see a broadcasting, but yeah.
Yeah, and so I ended up sort of talking through Snow White to explain how it was my favourite film, and I actually performed this next soliloquy, which is basically the Queen sat in her insane throne, right? The Queen is wearing an insane outfit, anyway, the outfit of a megalomaniac. She's got a huge fucking spiky crown. She's got a massive white collar that's huge and sort of stands up around her neck. A bit like Harry Hill, actually. Not unlike the collar favoured by Harry Hill. And she's got this long purple gown, a huge medallion, and a massive black cloak, and loads and loads and loads of makeup, right? And she is sat in this gigantic, awesome throne, which has a peacock, a sort of a bejeweled peacock as the headrest, and the peacock's massive, what do you call it, its big tail forms like a gigantic backdrop. Anyway, it's hard to explain, but it's the maddest throne you've ever seen.
This dive is deep, Sam. This dive is deep.
Yeah, and she's there, and she is, it cuts straight to her, furious, and has thought, right, I'm going to go to my fucking throne room, and I'm going to summon my faithful huntsman, right? And I'm going to brief him on what I want him to do. Right? And here's what she says.
Find some secluded lane where she can pick wildflowers.
Oh.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And there, my faithful huntsman, you will kill her.
Did you hear that?
My faithful huntsman. She's fucking laid a power play on him there, hasn't she?
Take her to the forest, somewhere quiet where she can pick wildflowers. I always like that bit because I sort of think, I wouldn't mind doing that, going out into a forest to pick wildflowers. It'd be a great little thing to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Take her out somewhere to pick wildflowers. And then, my faithful huntsman, you will kill her. Mm-hmm. Right? The huntsman, someone pointed out on Twitter that he looks a little bit like Duncan Mackay from Roy the Rovers.
Roy the Rovers, yeah. Crossover.
He's got a black beard and sort of longish hair in a sort of bob style with a fringe. Anyway, he's a funny looking fella. And he, straight away, I mark him out as a decent bloke with a heart because he goes, "But Your Highness, the little princess." She goes, "Silence! You know the punishment for failure." And he goes, "Yes, Your Highness." Like that. And then the brief gets more detailed because she thinks, "I don't want this cunt sort of bottling it." Listen.
The penalty.
If you fail.
Penalty clause.
Yes, Your Majesty. Look, he's resigned to it. Listen to this. To make doubly sure. To make doubly sure you don't fail, bring back her heart in this. And she's got this really ornate box that it looks as if it's been made especially for this,
heart.
Right? She's commissioned it.
Yeah.
Because the lock on the box is a heart with a dagger through it, right? So it's like, she's called up her workshop.
Yeah.
Listen, right? I need to commission something, a new box, but pronto. I don't mind paying extra, but I need it turned round, like literally within the day. I need it. What's its purpose? Well, it's to put the heart of a dead relative inside.
More specifically, a teenage girl. I don't know if that's larger or smaller than a regular heart, but that's what I'm after.
I don't know the dimensions. You'll have to get your crew to research that, right? It needs to look the part, right? I want it nice looking. But also, in practical terms, I need it to be the right dimensions to fit a teenage girl's heart in. And I don't want it seeping blood because it'll be quite bloody. So I don't want it seeping blood because, you know, if Plod comes sniffing about, right? If Plod comes sniffing about the castle, right? Asking what's become of Snow White. I don't want them spotting a box on the fucking mantelpiece with a load of blood spilling out of it, do I?
Having said that, on the front, I do want a heart and a dagger. So that's going to be a visual clue. But now, that's a chance I'll take.
The reason I need that is that I've got a number of different boxes here in the castle. Right, and I need something to identify what is in each one. If not, I waste You would not believe the amount of time I waste looking through all my different boxes. I'm looking for instance, a particular pair of earrings, right? And I forget which box they're in. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like Deal or No Deal, right?
Having said that, there's another request. I don't know if you can pull this off or not. Is there any chance I can get the box refrigerated so we can keep the heart fresh? Because I don't want it going off. I don't want it going stale. I need a constant reminder of what I've done. Now, can you maybe put a USB socket on the back? So I could plug it in, keep it refrigerated? I don't know.
Failing that, you could make it like one of them humidors that you keep your cigars in, right? So the atmosphere inside it is just so to keep it fresh, because I don't want the heart rotting. I would like it to remain fresh for as long as possible. So she's got this box and she hands it very ceremoniously to the huntsman. Mm. And she goes, just to make doubly sure, bring back her heart. So she doesn't want it to be a swift kill. She's going to take her out to the woods, and while she's picking flowers, kill her, and then please take the time to cut her heart out of her body.
Yeah.
Put it in this box, bring it straight back.
Yeah.
Then I can see that you haven't been bullshitting me.
Yeah, because there'd be a lot of that going on, I reckon, with the teenage girl slaughtering business.
Yeah, exactly. She wants to make double sure. So he's like, he looks gutted.
Doesn't he?
Then we're out in the wild flowers bit, right? And you see her, and it does look lovely. She's in a beautiful little, like, sort of meadow hill bit.
Yeah.
And there's all these lovely wildflowers, and she's feeling great. She's changed out of her. For her, this is a great day out.
Yeah.
Don't forget, she's more or less a prisoner in the castle.
Yeah.
And she's like, the huntsman's come to her and said, Snow White, listen, the Queen's lined up a bit of a treat day out for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. What are we going to do?
Get changed, put on your best clothes. I'm taking you up the woods to pick wildflowers.
Why has she asked you, the huntsman, to do this? You don't normally accompany me. Hunting and killing. Well, you know.
Yeah, I know. It seems strange, but I said I was happy to do it. She's dead busy with other things, and she wants me to keep an eye on you, you know. Because there's weird things going on in the woods sometimes. She goes, okay, very well. I'll just get changed into my princess outfit. So she goes and gets changed. And he is out. He's standing on a separate hill, about 100 yards back. And for a man who's about to murder a teenage girl, he looks pretty relaxed.
He does.
Because he's got one arm. He's got one hand all casual on the tree. His horse is like, he's given his horse something to eat. So his horse is bent down next to him eating. And he's just leant across the tree with one ankle crossed across the other.
Business as usual.
Keeping an eye on her thinking, that's it. Keep picking. And in a minute, I'm going to come over, kill you. Right.
Put your heart in a box. Take your back to the Queen.
Yeah, I've got the box here. What's that box, huntsman, that you're carrying with you? Don't you worry about that. That's
got my fangs
box.
In it. Got me snout in it. We're going to leave it there, Sam, because
I've gone into so much detail.
You have. I mean, at the minute, I've just done a quick calculation. We are on course to do 45 episodes of this if we carry on at this rate.
Right.
So that's exactly what we wanted to do a whole year.
Listen, this is a point of high drama. It gets funnier once the dwarves come into it.
It does.
Right, but you'll see. We'll leave you on a cliffhanger. The huntsman's about to kill her.
Yeah.
What will happen next?
What will happen next? I wonder. Tune in next time. TTFN, dickheads.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.